Hey everyone, Dana Williamson here with Bad FBI, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, Visions and Dreams. Just wanted to always touch base with you and let you know that I'm thinking of you, but I do have a little bit of a message today, and it is for those of you that are always listening, always tuning in, and always wanting more. I bring a message, or I share with you guys everything that happens that God gives me to share, especially when it comes down to visions and dreams and, you know, being different. And one of the things that is really important for me to share right now is I need someone to know that you're not like the rest. You are not like the rest. So, the truth of the matter is, when you know that you are different and you challenge yourself, or you know that you are different and you might be afraid to speak out, or you know that you are different and people might not understand you or how to take you, and when you know you are different and you just sit in the middle and wait for God to do what he's going to do after you've released the word, that is where you need to know, yeah, I'm different. I walk in the prophetic a different way. God uses me in visions and dreams in a different way. I had an experience just the other night, and this is the first time I'm talking about it, but I had an experience just the other night where I had this dream, and it was almost like it could have been a repeat dream, a reoccurring dream, but something happened differently in the second portion. And I woke up, and when I woke up, I was... or not the second portion, but the second time it came back around. So when I woke up, I woke up like, okay, what was that? What? It just felt so real. And I, you know, had to start praying, and I had to thank God that it wasn't real, but I had to start praying and say, Lord, you know, forgive me for whatever I've done, and, you know, keep me safe, and, you know, show me what I need to do, and blah, blah, blah. And so last night I had this another dream that was able to like give me some insights on some things to do, but it just felt like, you know, I was at a loss. So here's the thing. It was a dream. I was driving a car. It was at night. So we already know I'm in the dark about something. I had to make a left turn because where I going north or going the direction I was going in, there was you could only make a left or right turn. So I turned left, and immediately I found myself, not immediately, but what felt like sometime later or whatnot, I found myself back at the same light having to turn left. Well, I pull out and the light changes to red, and I'm like, well, I'm not gonna keep going. So I back up, and when I back up, I hit this person behind me, and I'm like, oh no, I'm in a rental, I've hit this person, I've got this kid in the car, let me own up to this, right? So I get out, not thinking about the dangers that might be, not thinking about road rage or anything like that. So I get out and I look in the passenger side of the car, not the passenger side, but the driver's side of the car, and there's blood on the seat, but there's no person. And I'm like, I didn't hit this car that hard, and I'm looking at both vehicles. There's no damage. It's just that there's blood in the driver's side, but there's no person. And so as I look back at my car, whomever the driver was is behind me, and he shoots me like 7 times in the back. And I'm just like, what in the world happened here? And I wake up, and I feel this shooting in my back in the dream. But when I wake up, you know, and I realize that it was a dream, I'm feeling like I say to myself, hey, is there a pain in my back? You know, do I feel any kind of pain in my back? you know, what happened here? What was that all about? What was I doing wrong? Why did I back up? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm having this full conversation and I'm just like, I'm praying now. And so I'm asking God to keep me. I'm asking God, you know, what did I do wrong? All of those things. I'm putting it out there. But then, today I go through my day. I'm thinking about this dream and I think about what God showed me last night. I'm going through some prophetic releases and I'm saying, you know what? I'm different. I know that 90% of my dreams now are either actual or are actual, where 10% of them are symbolic. So that means I need to figure out, is this something that's going to happen to me? You know, what exactly is this? So I'm going through my research, I'm reading scriptures, and I'm like, you know what? I know who I am. And so something happened. Somebody released a message to me yesterday. And then somebody else released a message, and then somebody else released a message. And I'm like, you know what? I'm so good. Okay, Lord, I hear you. And if it hadn't been for me knowing who I am, I wouldn't be in this place right now to be able to say to you, you're strange and you are going to have to deal with it. And when I mean deal with it, I mean, you're just literally going to have to accept the fact that God made us a certain kind of way, and we have to be able to press forward a certain kind of way, regardless of how other people think, see, feel about us. Can you handle that? Can you handle being different? I hope that you can. That's all I got. Talk to you soon.